Good morning. It's Sunday, 17th of January. Our middle reading for the day is Psalm 34. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book. I read, "It is difficult to divide this psalm into specific sections. It is, as it were, all of a piece. One feature that should be noted, however, is that David refers first to his own experiences and then invites other faithful men to join him in his worship or to learn from him by following his example. Thus we read, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." And again, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. O taste and see that the Lord is good." Here is an important insight into what our fellowship with one another should mean. Our enthusiasm for the truth should be infectious, for by our continuous praise in word and deed, others should be encouraged to join in our worship. The steadfastness of our faith in adversity should serve as an example to others of how they can share the same experiences in times of trouble when they commit their way unto the Lord. We magnify the Lord when we make him great in our lives, when we recognise his power and authority. We exalt his name when we embrace the purpose encompassed within it and strive to exhibit the qualities of God's character in our lives. God's care for his people in their affliction is the primary theme of the psalm. It is a song of deliverance. See verses 7, 17, 19 and 22 particularly. When we remember the historical circumstances, we can only wonder at the depth of the faith of the man David. If, for instance, the psalm was written in the cave of Adullam, it follows one of the most difficult and perilous periods of David's exile, a time when his life was in such danger that he had even turned to his most implacable foes, the Philistines, in preference to facing the continued hatred of Saul. There he had been compelled to change his behaviour, that is, feign madness, by concealing his intellect and hiding his reason. And when driven away all alone, not knowing whither he went, he came eventually to this cave, where God encouraged him by assembling around him first his family and then a company of those who were distressed and in debt, the very kind of people, in fact, who needed the encouragement that David was able to give in the verses 1, 2 and 3 that we have considered. Surely verse 5 of this psalm is referring to this motley company who had come to David, for in response to his plea, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. In other words, their lives were brightened. God made his face to shine upon them, and they reflected in their lives the light of his goodness. They looked expectantly and were not ashamed, for God did not disappoint them. Their trust was not displaced, and there was no cause for them to feel shame or to be confounded. Psalm 34 presents us with a description of those qualities of the man who desires life, but for our comfort and consolation describes also the care and goodness that God exercises on their behalf. We cannot escape adversity and tribulation, but ultimately God will deliver us out of them all, for his eyes are always upon the righteous. When we cry, the Lord hears. What encouragement and comfort this psalm can give, even in the most difficult of times. Thank you for listening.